Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I've spent the last half hour introducing you, hopefully in more depth, to the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus in D.C. has been fighting the fight since 2015 for conservative principles. You know, I gave my monologue earlier to the concept of having founding principles or even kind of a handbook of how you're going to do things. And when you announce that up front and you caucus with others who are like-minded, it's amazing what you can get done. Well, the House Freedom Caucus has been sort of a bastion of freedom, if you will, no pun intended, in D.C., and it's been something to watch. Played you that clip from Chip Roy earlier, another clip from Andy Biggs. We talked through what it means to have those conservative principles in play. Well, now we're going to go to a friend of mine on the phone who is calling in right now to discuss with us the fact that, you know, we've been talking on the show about having a conservative policy caucus in Montgomery. Well, you know what? Why not? And so I'm glad to bring on a friend of mine, Andy Roth. Previously served as the Vice President of Government Affairs for Club for Growth. He went on from there to head up a thing called the Club for Growth Foundation, which was a 501c3 that engaged in educating and research programs and activities throughout the United States. And I was proud to be a Club for Growth Foundation fellow. And then on top of that, Andy has now been tapped to help head up this new effort, heading into conservative caucuses in the state legislatures. Andy Roth on the phone. Hey, Andy. Phil Williams, how you doing, bud?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing great. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you. And by the way, I want to just go ahead and just to tell you how much I appreciate the time that I've spent as a foundation fellow, the education components, the things that sort of help straighten my spine sometimes and give me even more background for why I believe what I believe. But you guys do great work with that. And now you're off to this new venture, huh?
Yeah, we sure are. And by the way, I've enjoyed working with you as well, Phil. You're our lone Alabama representative in the fellowship program at the Club for Growth Foundation, and it's been great working with you.
Well, thank you for that.
So thank you for that friendship.
Absolutely. Well, listen, man, I spent, in case you didn't hear me saying it, I spent the last half hour introducing my audience to the formal version of the House Freedom Caucus, the ladies and guys up there in D.C. who've been fighting on conservative principles, even when it sometimes even makes their own leadership within their party aggravated, they're doing it because it's a principle-based issue. And now we're talking about bringing that to the state level. And I got an article here that came off of Fox just in the last few days that announced the fact that this was coming. But if you would, just give me the genesis for where this is coming from first. Tell the audience how this all is beginning to develop.
Well, frankly, it came from my work at the Club for Growth Foundation. I did two things there while I was at the helm. One is I ran the fellowship program, which you were part of, but it also included state lawmakers from all across the country. So I got to talk to a lot of them and understand a lot of the problems they're dealing with in these state capitals. And the other thing I did is that we did state scorecards. So we would track how a lot of states were doing on economic issues like taxes, spending, and regulation. And I saw a lot of unforced errors. I saw a lot of people who call themselves conservative and actually are conservative, but they voted for just a ton of hot garbage. And so when I would talk to them about that, they would say, Andy, you have no idea what it's like in these state capitals. We are part-time legislators for the most part. We don't get any staff. And if we do get staff, it's provided by leadership. And so they're not working for us. In fact, if anything, they're a spy for leadership in our office. And so if we try to organize, if we try to do anything to fight back, the establishment will isolate us, divide us, inflict emotional terrorism on us. They will do everything to beat the submission out of us. So we know that what we did up here with the House Freedom Caucus works. If you want to find the strongest conservatives in Washington, you look at the House Freedom Caucus. So bringing that to the states seemed like a no-brainer. And what we provide at the State Freedom Caucus Network, which is the group I'm now running, is we provide the human capital and the financial capital to help these conservatives come together, lock arms, and actually fight for our shared values. So it's a wonderful opportunity we have, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, and that is huge. And the article that I'm looking at right now, Andy, and you and I have talked about this some degree, but I saw more details in this article than I was aware of. Am I correct that this is going to wind up being three entities in a sense? Like you're going to have the State Freedom Caucus Network, according to the article, and then the foundation, and also a caucus action. Are you going to have three different components?
That's right. The State Freedom Caucus Foundation is basically like boot camp. What we want to do is train every state lawmaker who's interested and explain to them the nuts to bolts of how to be an effective conservative lawmaker. For instance, What do you do when a lobbyist comes into your office? What do you do when the leadership uses procedures to advance a bill you don't like? Those are the intangible things that are tough to read from a book. But also, a lot of these lawmakers, like I mentioned before, are part-time. They just got off the tractor after harvest, and they're expected to vote on something like certificate of need or occupational licensing.
They don't
know what that is. They know what they hear from Donald Trump and from conservatives at the federal level, but they don't know a lot of these obscure state issues. So we're going to be there to provide them that. That's the foundation. Freedom Caucus Network is where we provide bill analysis and vote recommendations so that the Freedom Caucus in a state can come together and vote as a team. And then the third entity is our political operation. So if you can imagine a State Freedom Caucus getting spun up, executing, and just notching wins, that's going to upset the establishment. So that means the Chamber of Commerce, the special interests, they're going to team up, and they're going to try and target these conservatives in office, in primaries. And so we want a political entity that says, hey, if you're in a Freedom Caucus and you're being conservative and you're fighting for our values and you get targeted, we're going to defend you and back you. And if we can send a message like that to them, they get stronger, they get braver, and they fight even harder. So putting those three things together, I think, is the winning package to make this work.
No, I totally agree. And the level with which you've met with success, and it's not like it's always 100% in D.C., but sometimes slowing the process down even means something. And the way y'all have met with some measure of success in D.C., and the Freedom Caucus, truthfully, in D.C. has only been around since, 2015, am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, so it's not like it's been there since, it predates the foundations of our country or anything. It literally has been around for about 6 years and has already made a name for itself because, in my opinion, people gravitate. I said earlier in the show, it's leadership. When you're willing to say, this is what I stand for and here's how I'm going to react, people will actually gravitate towards that because they know what they can trust and they know where you stand.
Yeah, and I've got something to even more powerful to add to that. In Washington, D.C., the House Freedom Caucus has been operating in a very partisan atmosphere. But in a lot of states like Alabama, it's been one-party rule for a long time. And one thing that we've noticed is that when one party's in charge for a long time, they get lazy with procedure and they get comfortable with their authority and they abuse it ridiculously bad. And so if a Freedom Caucus were to come into a red state like Alabama and start gumming up the works, one is you're going to be able to stop a lot of bad policy. But two, a lot of these Republicans who say they're conservative but are moderate, you start exposing them because voters and activists and constituents will go up to them and say, why aren't you behaving like the Alabama Freedom Caucus members? And that upsets them. And they have recourse. What they'll do is they'll go to the Alabama Freedom Caucus members and say, hey, stop making me look so bad, which won't work. But the Freedom Caucus member will say, well, hey, why don't you vote with us and get on board? Because the activists, the donors, and the constituents will love you. And so I do think that it will have sort of a flywheel effect where even the more squishy members will find a spine simply because there's a Freedom Caucus there to help them do it. So it's ridiculously exciting, and I can't wait to spread this across the country.
Well, I can't wait for it either. And we've been talking at the Alabama Policy Institute with legislators in Alabama, some of whom are scared to even start it, but they want it badly, especially after the last legislative session we just had. And Andy, I got to tell you, before we take a break here real quick, I got to tell you a story. So a few years ago, we had Governor Robert Bentley was the Republican governor of the state of Alabama. And if you remember, Jeff Sessions, of course, he resigned his position as a U.S. senator to become Trump's attorney general for a period, left an opening. So suddenly, Bentley had to appoint somebody. Well, lo and behold, I got on the short list, and I was one of those interviewed by Governor Bentley for the possible appointment to the U.S. Senate. And so I'm sitting in Bentley's office, and we're literally sitting there at his conference table, and he picks up a sticky note, and he goes, "Look at this." And he held it up, and he was kind of name-dropping, but he held it up, and he goes, "Mitch McConnell called me for the third time asking who I'm going to appoint. And the last time he called me, he said, whatever you do, don't send me one of those Freedom Caucus types." And then when he said that, I thought, well, I didn't get the job. But anyway, that was a true story, my personal experience. Well, listen, hey, Andy, we got to take a short break. Can you hang on through the break? I want to come back and talk to you about the rollout of this and what we might be hopefully seeing in Alabama one day and how it would come together. But can you hang on through the break, bud?
Sure thing.
All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Talking about what it means to have a caucus of folks in our own state capitol who stand on principle, conservative principles, who are willing to say, this is who I am and this is why I do what I do, and I do it with my brothers and sisters to my left and right. Yeah, wouldn't that be something? All right, folks, listen. We'll be right back with more with Andy Roth on the State Freedom Caucus Network. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN, and the biggest show, the biggest afternoon talk show anywhere in North Alabama is this one right now, and we are proud of it, but it's really because of this audience. It's because of who you guys are, the fact that we got a whole bunch of right side ruffians out there that tune in on a regular basis, and it's an honor to have this platform, and we appreciate it. Hey, I'm going back to the phones right now with my friend, Andy Roth. Andy, formerly with Club for Growth Foundation, and now with the Freedom Caucus, State Freedom Caucus Network. So, Andy, let me ask you a question, man. I'm sure you guys, knowing how well Club has done things in the past and how the Freedom Caucus works, and now you've got your new organization here, I expect a high level of organization, but do you have some rollout criteria? I mean, like, what's it going to take for Alabama to show itself as a state y'all want to get into? Do you have to have a certain number of people ready? Have they got to attend your training first? What's the deal?
Yeah, there is a process, and we have talked with a couple of members from Alabama so far. Each state is different, but basically, if you can get a handful of members together, if they can agree to some bylaws, and these bylaws are how they would organize, it would explain how an Alabama Freedom Caucus would accept members, how they would kick a member out for poor behavior, for poor performance. They would have to go through that process.
Okay.
Then they would have to basically vote like they're supposed to. And if they don't, then there are repercussions. And if they do, then we want to continue to provide support politically. So it's a lot more detailed than that, the process. But I would encourage anybody in the legislature who's interested to reach out to us, and we'd be happy to talk. But I certainly hope something can happen in Alabama. Like I mentioned before, in these deep red states, a lot of conservatives are frustrated that they're not getting the conservative outcomes they're expecting. And that's because a lot of Republicans in these red states are actually Democrats who just realized that they need to have an R after their name in order to get elected. Oh, but yeah. Then they vote and behave like Democrats. So exposing that with Alabama Freedom Caucus or in any other deep red state is a top priority.
Well, and I totally agree. And you know, Alabama is a nearly 100% red state. I mean, they've actually got bumper stickers. I don't know if they have in other states or not, but it's not uncommon. Actually, it's not too common, to be honest with you, to see a bumper sticker where there's like a red square with a blue dot in the middle. At the bottom, it says just one small blue dot in an otherwise red state. And because that's how they feel here. We don't even have right now, to my knowledge, a statewide candidate from the Democrat Party at all running for U.S. Senate or for, if that matter, for the in statewide offices. But that being said, what it does great. Is it makes well, us Republicans lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. But we can exploit that. And that's the thing is that you can use the procedures to gum up the works. You can rally conservatives. And listen, the voters, the constituents, the donors, they will all be behind an Alabama Freedom Caucus member. I simply believe that if you are a Freedom Caucus member in good standing, you're just not going to lose a primary unless you're completely outgunned money-wise. So totally if agree. You say you're a conservative and you believe it, then being part of a Freedom Caucus is not only just good policy, but it's good politics too.
No, totally agree. And I do believe, though, that the base voter in this state is more in line with a Freedom Caucus than it is with a centrist at any given time. And you know, what's interesting, too, is I live currently within the confines of the 4th Congressional District in Alabama. The 4th Congressional District had the highest per capita vote for Trump in both 2014 and in 2018. Wait, got my numbers wrong. 2016, 2020. Yeah, 2020. You know, of any congressional district in the entire United States. Trump not necessarily being the harbinger of all things conservative, but it indicates where we are as a state, though.
Yeah, and this just outlines the problem, is that there is a cartel that is in charge of every state, and it's sort of an iron triangle of politicians, bureaucrats, and special interests. And they all incestuously deal with each other to pad their own nest. And then the conservatives are outside of that triangle, unable to break it because we're not organized and we're not locking arms and we're not fighting effectively. And that's what I believe a Freedom Caucus can bring.
Well, I totally agree. So I don't guess you want to go ahead and announce any certain states that are going to be starting this off, do you?
No, I have to be respectful of those states themselves. But listen, we are ambitious, and our goal, and it's an ambitious goal, is to get about 15 of these up next year. So just imagine, you know, more than one third of the states are going to be finally having conservative representation. And I will say that there are some blue states in that group, some red states and everything in between. So we're going to really bring some firepower, and we're really going to upset the establishment next year. And frankly, I don't think they're going to see us coming, even though I'm on radio talking about it right now.
We've brought you out into the light of day, but even still, what can they do, right? Hey, Andy Roth, sure appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for spending time with us today, and I hope to see you very soon.
Always a pleasure, Phil. It was great talking to you. Take care. Have a good weekend.
All right. Take care. All right, folks, that was Andy Roth, formerly with Club for Growth, then with the Club for Growth Foundation, where I was a fellow and received some very valuable training and encouragement, for that matter. I mean, let me point that out. That's the other piece of this. I don't know if Andy and I covered that part enough, but there's this measure of encouragement that comes from knowing that you've got men and women to your left and right who will go into battle with you. It's you're not just the Lone Ranger. At that point, you're not just, like I said earlier, the solo practitioner doing the best you can to defend your client in court. It's not that way. At that point, you got a team, a real team. you're already on the Republican caucus if you're a House member, or excuse me, if you're a Freedom Caucus member. But then one step further is, within that caucus, you know that there are things that some do and don't, others don't want to do. And having that group of folks around you who will lock arms and move forward on principle, oh my gosh, the encouragement you get from that is unbelievable. That's right. The folks to your left and right in the foxhole, that's your team. And I'm just telling you, we do this in Alabama, it's going to be a new day. All right, folks, we're going to come back, changing the subject. Going to get into, hey, it's all fluid now. What are they teaching kids in school? Oh, gender fluidity. Dadgum. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.